o'clock hour of Wildy and Tausch. With no Wildy and no Tausch. Cousin subs of the day, Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson. In for the guys, Hunter Vaughn, our producer behind the glass running the show. 844-770-3776 is the number to get in with us. But you can't do that right now because we are about to be joined by a special guest. Gary Ellerson, today is Brewers opening day. How excited are you to see the Brewers season get started?
Well, it's always exciting for opening day. And for me, with the Brewers, it's a little bit about the unknown. So they've got a lot of new players, new coach. So there's a lot of newness surrounding the Brewers, which create excitement on what this season can become.
There's a lot of newness with the team. There's a newness, of course, with the manager, even though he's been with the system and the team for a long time. Yeah. There's a lot of new things going on at AmFam Field when fans are coming out for opening day next week. Correct. And, of course, it gets started today in New York City as the Milwaukee Brewers face the New York Mets. I'm glad it got rained out yesterday. I got to admit, I was... Because Friday feels more like opening day than Thursday. You know, like it's going into the weekend. Like, you know how last week, just think about the NCAA tournament. Thursday, it's like, okay, this is kind of the warmer upper during the afternoon. Friday afternoon, it's like, all right, we're done with work for the week. Let's just watch the games, throw a few Coors Lights back, have a great time. Right. That's what I'm glad that the Brewers got rained out yesterday and that they opened the season today against the New York Mets. And then, of course, the home opener on Tuesday against the Minnesota Twins. And it's our pleasure to talk a little Brewers right now with Vice President of Communications with the Milwaukee Brewers, Tyler Barnes, with Jesse Nelson and Gary Ellerson on Wildy and Tausch. Tyler, good morning and happy opening day to you.
Hey, guys. Happy opening day to you as well. Are you one of those people that wouldn't mind if Christmas got postponed today?
We've talked more Christmas this week than you would think because of the NFL saying they're going to play Wednesday Christmas games this year, which is absurd to me. I don't mind an observed holiday. Tausch is always upset about the observed holiday. I don't mind the observed if they get moved to a more convenient opportunity. But Friday going into the week, it just feels more like opening day to you. What's the vibe been for you and the Brewers staff as we get started for opening day here today in New York City?
It's been great. We've been doing a lot of preview events around the ballpark this week. So we've seen a lot of construction here over the winter, whether it's the new scoreboards or the Third Street Market Hall annex with the new food. So the ballpark looks great. I'd say spring training was very interesting because the team is it's quite different than it has been for the last handful of years. It almost, we were looking back at the 2018 team and sort of the composition of the opening day roster there where that was a team that was built to be more of an offensive team and sort of an unknown pitching staff. And then the pitching actually became pretty good as the season went along. And I think we're sort of looking at the same thing here where, to me, the offense looks like it could be really exciting. You got a lot of young guys in there, so there's some variability with it. But I think it really shapes up to be a very interesting team.
Tyler, give me the mood a little bit in and around the facility with Pat Murphy now being the new skipper for the Brewers, and also you guys have added Ricky Weeks as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. Pat's been around for a long time. He's sort of been the guy a little bit behind the scenes. You haven't seen him doing a ton in terms of media or anything, but he's a great personality. I think he gets this tag of being sort of an old school manager, and he is in some ways, but he's also very open to analytics and integrating that into how he manages the team. He's a very, very good relationship guy. I think he places a high, high value on that, not just with the players and the other coaches, but with the rest of the front office. And that's really important. Ricky Weeks is one of my favorites. I mean, as a player, we sort of joked and now we call him the silent assassin. He was really sort of a quiet but super intense guy. And the minute Ricky retired, he came out of this shell and became one of the most like gregarious, funny people you would ever meet. Like, he's the guy at a party that you are, you want to be around because he's telling the stories, and it's, he has absolutely just taken over in terms of this great personality. So, you know, it's a different feel, I think, a little bit than what we've had in the past, but I think, you know, you've got two great personalities and really, really strong baseball minds that are working from the dugout there.
Talking with Tyler Barnes, Vice President of Communications with the Milwaukee Brewers on Wilde and Tausch, Jesse Nelson, Gary Ellerson in for Jason and Tausch. Tyler, I saw a tweet this morning that Jackson Churio is the first Major League Baseball player born in 2004 to be on an active roster. Which, I mean, I'm not that old, but that makes me feel pretty doggone old because I was like, you know, midway through middle school by the time I was going to games pretty actively in 2004. What does it say about the youth of the roster this year that, you know, we talk about all the new things at the stadium with the coaching staff and a lot of new players as well that fans are going to get to know, especially Jackson?
Yeah, I was interviewing for this job in 2004. I hadn't actually put that together. 2000. That's unreal.
It hurts a little bit. Yeah.
It hurt. I mean, there's a lot of things tied to dates now that hurt a lot. So, but I think it's a, you know, it's an interesting blend because you do have some good experience on this team, and you have some established veterans that have been really strong performers, but then, like you said, you know, our farm system, and look, farm system rankings are only as good as the prospects you have, and a prospect is only good until he shows it on the major league level. But the rankings for the farm system have really gone way, way, way up in the last few years, and I think we're, you know, depending on who you look at, we're somewhere between second and third in terms of the rankings for the farm system. And Jackson Churio is one of those guys, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on him, but he is, you just watch him in spring training and you watch the highlights from last year. He is truly, he's got all of the skills that you need to get it done. I mean, he is an elite level talent guy. Now he's got to put it together on the major league level, but, you know, between him and Sal Frelick and, you know, I know Garrett Mitchell's injured, but Bryce Terang, and then you've got some guys in the minor leagues, Tyler Black, some other guys that they're very high energy guys. A lot of contact guys. They sort of play the game as a mix between the old and new. So I think it's going to be, you're going to see a very, very aggressive team. I still think that, you know, one of the greatest strengths we have that hasn't been compromised much is it's an elite defensive team, which I think a lot of people don't always see, and they sort of take it for granted. But last year, the defense of the team was really critical to getting us to the division title, and I don't think that has really been compromised at all. I mean, a guy like Jackson Churio is he has been a phenomenal defender in the minor league. So I think it is a little bit of a different feel. I think the games will be a little mm-hmm. bit different. I'm very optimistic about the team. I think, you know, we're very excited to see what shakes out here starting today.
Tyler, you guys are always doing different things in around the ballpark, and I think that's what makes it great. You guys never stand pat. Now, you did mention this. Can you talk a little bit about the new scoreboards that are coming in? Because I know at Lambeau Field, I believe last year, they brought in new scoreboards. Is that the new thing now, bigger, larger scoreboards, and I feel like I'm really at home?
Yeah, it's, you know, the life of a scoreboard typically is in the 10 to 11 year range before the parts start becoming obsolete, to where we literally, with the old scoreboards, were buying parts off of eBay. That's how quickly the technology changes. So,
oh my goodness.
Yeah. That's not a joke, that we were searching for parts mm-hmm. on eBay. So the board is significantly bigger than what we had in the past. And what you'll see, it takes up the entire space that last year's board, you know, you had the static built signs on the sides. Mm-hmm. And this year when we do have sponsored boards up there, that's part of the digital display. But what you'll be able to see is, like, when we're showing replays or other times during the game, the entire board becomes a television monitor. So the replay will take up the entire board. It is a staggering amount of content that's coming at you. And then, as you said, we also funded a board in right field, which is probably, I should look at it, it's probably the size of the original video board that was here at the ballpark when it opened, I think. So now you've got, you know, for those people that have been down to Wrigley Field, they have a couple of video boards. Most ballparks are going to that. And that way you can keep game information up while you're running replays and things like that. So it's definitely an immersive visual experience when you come to the ballpark now.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what it looks like when we get there here probably next week, as the home opener is Tuesday. Fans are going to get a whole new experience coming to AmFam Field next week for a number of different reasons. We always give Tausch grief here. But by the way, speaking with Tyler Barnes, Vice President of Communications with the Brewers on Wildy and Tausch. Tausch always says when he goes on vacation, the food is what is the make or break of the vacation. We don't necessarily agree with that. But what I do say is every time we go to a Brewers game, one of the first questions we ask besides who's going is, what are we doing for food? And there are plenty of options that are new this year in the stadium for food. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I mean, we're always introducing with our various partners here, introducing new food at throughout the existing concession areas. But for those people that have been to the Third Street Market Hall in downtown Milwaukee, we have a smaller version of that we have built on the Loge level. It's called the Third Street Market Hall Annex. And so you have a series of locally based vendors and restaurants that will be selling concession items there, from tacos to a sushi and bowls and empanadas and arepas and barbecue. I mean, it's really the variety there, the quality. Unfortunately, one of the things we have to do this time of year is taste all the food to make sure it's good and hot. So we all put on about 10 pounds over the week before the start of the season. But we had
sounds like a tough job over there.
No, it's brutal. It's brutal. We had a tasting there 2 days ago. And for those people that are coming out, whether it's opening day or you're coming out later this week or later this month, make sure you stop by the Third Street Annex. It is fantastic. The food there is really, really, really good, and it's truly local and mom and pop places. And so I know that that's going to be one of my favorite places during the year.
You know, everybody always talk about parking. You want to get the people in there as quick as possible, get them out of their car. Tell me about this new parking system that you guys have. Is that on a computer? Do I have a chip? How are we getting people in there as fast in previous years?
Yeah, so, you know, our research group is always looking to understand what the fans like and what they don't like. And the one thing that throughout the years everybody says is, it's hard getting into the ballpark. We have into the parking lots. There's backups on the freeway. There's backups on the various other routes. So we are working with our new partner, Interstate Parking, and they have a system where there are no longer people taking cash or credit cards as you enter the lots. You can still purchase parking in advance, which we recommend that you do. But if you're coming day of game, that's okay. Whether you have a prepaid pass or you're just coming day of game, you just go park in a parking lot. And then the most important thing you do is, there are QR codes posted on virtually every light pole. You take out your smartphone, you scan that, and it takes you through the rest of the steps. If you've prepaid parking, you activate your parking that way by putting in your license plate number. If you haven't prepaid, it takes you through every step of the parking. So it's going to save a lot of time where, you know, you used to have to fish out your money or your credit card to pay the attendant. That's gone. So it's going to take some time. I think people are going to be looking for the attendant when they come in and realizing, hey, what do I do here? We are on a very aggressive campaign to try to educate people in advance, but we know that once people become familiar with the system, we really think this is going to be a game changer in terms of getting people into the lots really seamlessly, whether you come 3 hours in advance to tailgate or you're coming half an hour before first pitch.
All right, Tyler Barnes, Vice President of Communication with the Brewers. Last one before we let you go, Tyler, here. The home opener is on Tuesday. If you don't have, I know home, the home opener is always like one of the biggest games of the year. If you don't have tickets right now, are there still tickets available for fans to get there on Tuesday afternoon, or should we start, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, next weekend, whatever else is going on, start looking at those games?
Yeah, so I did just talk with the ticket office because I wanted to find out where we were on things. They released, I think it's in the neighborhood of 500 tickets that were held for season tickets, purchases, and sponsors. So they always do this a couple days before the game. So there was a small amount released. Those are available now. I think there's still some standing room available. But there are tickets available for the rest of the homestand. The one, you know, we have a Giannis giveaway item on Saturday that should be a fun game. So there are tickets remaining for the rest of the homestand. We encourage everybody to come out and see us.
We are looking forward to seeing all the new things at AmFam Field, including the team. Looking forward to seeing what they have here in 2024. Thanks so much, Tyler Barnes, Vice President of Communications with the Milwaukee Brewers. Happy opening day, Tyler. Thanks so much for joining Gary and I.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you soon.
Tyler Barnes joining us here on Wilde and Tausch on ESPN Wisconsin. I am excited for baseball season, Gary. With the NCAA tournament, and we've been talking a lot of NFL draft. Mel Kiper was on last week. We get it all right. Invested in the Bucks playoff run. Opening day can sneak up on you, and I'm glad that the opener is on the road here in New York, so you kind of get that little warm-up this weekend, like, all right, Brewers baseball is back, and then Tuesday we hit the ground running, and that's the home opener, and that's where we truly celebrate opening day for our Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, I would agree. I think most people would say, though, the real true fans are the fans that go the second day.
That's been one of my favorite traditions for a long time. Opening day is always, you know, it's so crazy, and it's a lot of times during the day. That second game is always like a Wednesday or a Tuesday at 6:40, and you get over to the ballpark for that game, and then you see, okay, these are the ones who these ones planned accordingly. They wanted to come see the video board. Yep, they wanted to see the video board, experience the parking, get the new food, all that stuff, but they want to be here on Wednesday for game two. Yeah, let's see who's all there on Wednesday. The real fans coming out for that one all week. Going to be full festivities at AmFam Field here this weekend. 844-770-3776. So much fun talking to Tyler Barnes from the Brewers. Thanks so much to him for joining us. Let's stick with the Brewers theme and play some Wilde and Tausch trivia celebrating opening day. 844-770-3776. Caller number nine innings. Baseball seems like an appropriate number. Caller number nine at 844-770-3776. Here's the deal. Hunter Vaughn, a lovely young man producing the show, according to Gary Ellerson. Hunter has created today's trivia questions. Gary, you may not know this about Hunter. He has been placed on probation in the past for some very questionable trivia decisions when he's filled in for me producing the show. Is that an accurate representation of the situation, Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, it was under dispute for why
one ever wants to be on probation, but you deserve probation.
I didn't.
Gerald Ford trivia.
And it was hilarious. I am a little concerned about this one.
Oh,
the
God.
Probation might come back.
Oh, no.
So I always struggle. I've been doing radio for like a decade now, and I always struggle with Brewers trivia because I feel like it's either incredibly easy or really hard, and I might have swung the really hard route. Apologize.
Oh no.
We'll get through it.
Okay, are your questions about current Brewers or former Brewers? Or both? Or neither? And maybe that would be where the questions would come into play.
Some former, but nothing, like, none of my answers are, like, going back to, like, the Seattle Pilots coming.
Oh, God.
And, like,
that's
the
when
70s.
The franchise started.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying it doesn't go, like, God. Way back like that.
It doesn't go that far back. Okay, good. Yep. Good.
This is what's going to happen. Right, so I have not seen the questions. Gary has not seen the questions. We're going to play along with whoever is caller number 9.
Oh, do I have to answer this? I got to contribute to this?
We're going to play along, Gary, but this is Hunter's game to run. God. So we're going to do it coming up next. 844-770-3776. Caller 9, apparently playing trivia with Gary. And I. We're going to find out how it goes next on Wildy and Tausch.